Shalom, this is Rav Eli Rothberger from Yisrael Passaic Clifton, continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Sukkah Daf Chaf Dalid, and the title is Canvas Walls Be Used for a Sukkah? Okay, so let's put a little disclaimer before we start even. It's probably not the right title for the shiur, as Lamaisa, many of us, present company included, have either grown up or used walls made out of canvas, nylon, or tarp. In fact, I'll tell you right now, personally, I grew up in a sukkah with canvas walls, and the sukkah that I have has tarp walls. And I use them, I make a bracha, and I have no problem with it. However, there are a few issues about these walls that do come out from our Gemara and Mishnah on Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, which I would like to discuss and to understand the Indian a little bit. So let's get down to business. The Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, Ha'oza sukoso bein ha'yilonos, if somebody makes a sukkah between trees, va'yilonos defanos law, and the trees are actually the walls of the sukkah, kashera, the sukkah is deemed kosher. The Gemara goes in right away to qualify this, and the Gemara says, Amar of Acha bar Yaakov, kol mechitza she'enu yecholo lamo beruach metzuya, any mechitza or any wall or partition that cannot withstand a normal wind, ain't a mechitza. It's not considered to be a mechitza. So we ask a kasha. So tenan ha'os sukaso bein ha'ilonos v'ha'ilonos defanos lo kasha. Kashera. Kashera, sorry. Get a little tongue-tied. So it's a kasha on the statement from Rav Acha bar Yaakov from our Mishnah. Rav Yaakov, Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that any mechitza that can't withstand the regular wind is not going to move in the wind is not a good mechitza. Here we have our mechitza, our Mishnah, that says that you use tree branches and trees. And of course, we know one of the characteristics of trees, they sway in the wind. And our Mishnah seems to say it's okay. The Hakazul the Asi. So the Gemara says, no, Hakamayaskinan, because you know, our Mishnah is dealing with really, really strong trees that are not going to move. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Fa'ik of Nofo. Aren't the branches? What if say they're using the branches also, and the branches wave? So the Mishnah says, the Ovid, Behutsa, Vedafna, you used hard palm leaves and laurel leaves. And the Gemara says, Yehachi Maila Mamra, so if that's the case, and kind of tied it down. So really what we're saying is that really we're not dealing with a tree that moves. So if we're not dealing with a tree that moves, so why do we need to mention this? So the same Nigzer Dilma Asi Lashtemuye Lashtemushe Be'ilan. So then if the tree is all tied down and there's really no Kiddush in terms of being the movability of the walls, then what's the whole Kiddush over here? So the Gemara says the Kiddush is not related to the permissibility of the Mechitza as far as the actual goof of the mechitza or the actual properties of the mechitza, but rather, what we're talking about over here is that it's a different halakha that we learned about in the previous amud, previous daf, which talks about, using a tree, and we're afraid that if you use a wall of a tree, if you use a tree as a wall of your sukkah, you might come to actually use the tree on yontif, so therefore, Kamash Malana tells us that that's not a problem. Now let's look at this last question, the ikanofo. Rashi explains the question as the follows. Because it moves, it sways, in certain times, and that even the branches are part of the wall. So what is the Gemara, what does the answer give? It says, you kind of like tie up the branches in a way that the wind isn't going to move them. So what comes out from this Rashi is that there's an issue with the walls blowing back and forth. As a wall that blows back and forth in the wind cannot be considered to be a mechitza. Think about it for a second. Think about the walls in your house. If the walls in your house moved every time it was windy, probably the value of real estate would not be as high as it is. So the only reason why the Gemara allows one to use branches for a wall is that they're tied down with chutz and dafna, with hard palm leaves and laurel leaves, to tighten and prevent it from swaying in the wind. Rashi sounds very absolute, and that tells us that Mamish, the walls cannot move a bit. If you think about it for a second, and you've seen a canvas or nylon sukkah, we know that's not the case, because they always move back and forth with the wind. So this would seem a little problematic according to Rashi. Here's the halacha that's brought down by the Rambam, in Parak Dalet Halacha Hei of Sukkah. The Rambam says, Ha'os ha'sukaso bein ha'ilonos, v'ha'ilonos k'sherim lo. V'ha'ilonos defanos lo. If a person makes a sukkah amongst the trees, and the trees are the walls, if they were strong, or what did you do? You tied them up, or you strengthened them, you fortified them, so that the wind does not move them all the time. Interesting lashon. Umile bein ha'amirin b'tevin b'kash kadesh lo tanid osam haruach. And then you filled up the little gaps, the straw and thatch, so that the wind won't move it at all. The kasher or some you tanid raise a kasherah. Shekol rud mechitza she'ena yochol olamo beruach matsuya. Shayabasha ena mechitza. So the Rambam adds in that when we're talking about ruach matsuya, we're using the ruach matsuya of yabasha. But again, the Rambam also is pretty absolute. It can't really move. The Mishnah Berurah further writes in Simon Kuf Lamed, Satov Kuf Lamed, Sif Katan Memches. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ritzon Olamur in Meida Osam, Afilu Ein Bekolach Haruach Lahapil Osam Legamri." That even if the wind is not strong enough to knock down the wall, Raksha Yedei Haruach, but rather through the wind, Holech Mechitzu Ba, the wood, the wall waves back and forth. Kaimelon. We've established that this is not considered to be a wall. This would not even work in the house. So we see that there are some issues using such a mechitza. So how does this work? So the Chazon Ish, however, has a kula. And this kula of the Chazon Ish is a very, very big one. It's based on somewhat of a lamdus. It's a little bit of a chiddush. And what the Chazon Ish is going to be doing is he's going to be taking the principle of Lavud, and he's going to be using the principle of Lavud and applying it to our case also. Now, how is that going to work? So let's see. We know that we view any gap that's less than 3 tefachim as sealed and not hold and filled in, and we have so many times that we're makel. We've learned this throughout the Masechta so far. We're makel, be it through the Schach, be it through the Mechitzos, with the principle of Lavud. Based on this, Chazon Ish writes that as long as a wind can't disturb the mechitza to such an extent that a gap wider than 3 tefachim is created in it or between it to the ground, then it's considered to be that they're all connected to the wall. Meaning, here is the chiddush. As long as your wall does not move more than 3 tefachim, that area between where the wall is standing right now and where the wind pushes it, as long as that's considered to be 3 tefachim, we're viewing it as like your mechitza is a completely thick mechitza. So how would you kind of say this? If you want to draw it out, you know you have to envision this. If you have your wall of your sukkah, and let's say this wind, the normal wind, would move this canvas to shudder back and forth a tefach, around 3 inches. What the Chazon Ish is saying is that, based on the principle of Lavud, we're viewing it as if you have a wall that's a tefach thick. That means the wall is as thick as far as it moves. So as long as, right, and it's really like, you know, the gap that way, it's all filled in. So as long as you don't have more than 3 tefachim, you're going to be okay. So now, while not all posts can rely on this kula, and I've read that Rav Avadya Yosef is very machmer on it, and even in today's contemporary poskim, as we follow Rav Shechter said that you also should be machmer if you can to avoid such a situation. But Rav Sternbach mentions that we can rely on this kula, provided that one ties the walls both on the top and on the bottom. So looking at the sukkahs that we have, there are holes to do both. And if you've ever built a canvas sukkah or ever built a tarp sukkah, I know that when we put our sukkah together, we use zip ties. Zip ties really, really tie things in really, really well. So through this, plus the kula, the Chazon Ish, we can definitely use a canvas sukkah. And in fact, if you look at the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, you'll find there is room to be makel on canvas walls. The Mechaber and Simon Tafri Shalamit writes, "Okay, ein achol machosos kol mechitzos meyuros shel pishdan below kanim, af apisha kashron betuv." Even though, right, it's not proper necessarily to use mechitzos that are made out of, let's say, sheets of linen, even though you tie them well. Why? Zimnin de misniki velavadite. Sometimes they might come off. Sometimes the string that's tying it together might become loose, and you don't know about it. The havelei mechitza sheni yechol olamor beruach. Sorry, ve'ein behavelei mechitza sheni yechol olamor bifnei ruach metsuya. And it comes out to be a mechitza that's not going to be able to stand a normal wind. So therefore, if you can go ahead and make a diuk within the mechaber, the diuk within the mechaber is again, it's not that this is wrong; it's not going to be good. It's just that you're worried about it becoming untied. And therefore, as long as it's not going to get untied, may Iker Hadin, there's really no problem. Hamasabid, Moshe, Igris Moshe has the same idea, quotes the Chazon Ish, and like, actually writes that Moshe came up with a similar cheshvan, and then was happy to see that it was written in the Chazon Ish as well. And Rav Moshe basically says also, again, as long as your walls don't move 3 tefachim in a normal wind, and again, with 3 tefachim is around 10 inches, flapping back and forth, so then you're not going to have much of an issue. And as long as you tie them down, you're going to be okay. But if they would move in a normal wind more than that amount, and again, it's not really possible in the sukkahs that we have, so then there's not going to be much of an issue. Now, interestingly, the Rabbeinu Peretz on the smock brings in a chiddush to kind of prevent this that you sometimes see people doing today. I'll read to you the chiddush of the smock of the Rabbeinu Peretz. The Rabbeinu Peretz writes the following: V'harot zelasos besadid v'lo areva tov shiyarug mechitzos konim pachos pachos mikimo. If somebody wants to avoid a possible problem of the walls getting untied, so you can make small little walls out of branches to go along into your sukkah, to go along with the nylon or the canvas walls. What's the Rabbeinu Peretz talking about? So this is what you might see, what you might call the, what some call the boxing ring sukkah. What do we have? And I believe there are certain sukkahs that actually sell this now as part of it. Is that what people will do is they'll take string or they'll take rope, and they'll tie the rope around. They'll tie rope around the walls of the sukkah, and they'll place each piece of rope within 3 tefachim of each other, creating no law of the problem. They'll do this up to 10 tefachim to make it a kosher mechitza, and by this, this is going to be your actual wall. Now, could you do this for all 3 walls or just 1 wall? That's a machlokas in the poskim. I believe people are generally makel about this too, but what do you have over here? You have a backup. So that if somehow your canvas wall becomes unhinged, so then you're not going to have a problem. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch that I quoted before alludes to this also. And he writes, V'arot zelasos besanid sadinim, tov shiyaro b'mechitzos, v'zikeinim, b'pachos mishlosha. So again, me'ikar adin, there is no problem if you tie it. That's the sheet of the Chazon Ish, Rav Moshe and Rav Sternbach. If you want to be a little more mako, machmir, you can put the lovet rings and do the strings around the sukkah. It's brought down by the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Shulchan Aruch. If you want to be even further machmir, you get solid walls that are not going to move at all. But either way, we were able to go ahead and take our Mishnah and apply it to something which is a very widespread practice in sukkah, and to see how, while in general we're not making trees part of our mechitza, how in the cities and the places where we live, but we're able to see how we can apply this to contemporary halakha. Kol tov, have a wonderful week.